Hi, this is Tiffany DeLass. I'm at the House of Blues in San Diego with Ian Perez of Wolf Mother.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You're currently touring in support of your second album. During this tour, you've acquired a new drummer, Rockwell Scott.
That's correct.
Have you guys started talking about a third album?
Yeah, well, we've been just at Andrew's place back home before we came on this tour. We spent the last 2-3 months, you know, we were initially sort of rehearsing the songs, you know, because to get him on board. But then we just started jamming and recording the jams, and now we've got about, I don't know, how many hours? Like 4 or 5 hours worth of recorded stuff on Andrew's computer that we're going to plow through later on and have a listen. And yeah, we're thinking maybe after this tour doing some recording.
Great. Yeah. Wolf Mother's sound and lyrics are very mystical in nature. And you were talking about how you guys have just started jamming and writing new songs.
Yeah.
What's your guys' process?
Well, I guess it's... I couldn't really tell you. I'm not the writer. I don't do the lyrics. Where we just jam in his studio. I don't know. It's a nice, comfy vibe there. We're all just chilled out. We're not in some hoity-toity studio with some producer looking over and, you know, tapping his wrist or whatever. So there's no stress.
Can you tell our listeners about your experience at Sunset Sound in Hollywood?
Ah, well, listeners. That was an incredible experience, something I'd never thought I'd get to see in to that scale. It was kind of stressful for me because I'd just joined the band, so kind of got launched straight into the deep end. And, you know, again, had the hoity-toity producer standing mm-hmm. over looking at me, and I was still trying to figure out how to play bass guitar, you know. It was mind-melting. I think when I think about it in retrospect, it was a really good process, but you know, it was kind of stressful at the time. But it was a pretty steep learning curve.
Are there any other legendary studios the band would like to record in?
Yeah, well, you know, when we were in when we were in London, we got to have a little tour of Abbey Road.
Oh.
Yep. They organized a tour for myself and Aiden to have a look through. That looked pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I got to, they showed us the room, the Studio B, with all of John Lennon's pianos and things like that, and I saw the piano they recorded Lady Madonna on, and I was like, she was like, you can play
it.
Yeah, she let me play, so I played Lady Madonna on the Lady Madonna piano, which I don't know, might have been a blasphemous act, perhaps, but it was still fun.
I was at your show in November at the Wilton, and you were jamming on the keys there, right?
Yeah. I was hacking away at it with a pickaxe.
And Slash also joined you guys on the stage. And now Andrew's working and did a little collaboration with him by the Sword, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Well, he got together with him while we were doing the album in March or April last year, I think it was. Yeah, so they got together, they were writing the song. They wrote the song, and then on that gig at the Wilton, I had no idea this was going to happen. We were at soundcheck, and then Andrew went, hey, yeah, I think Slash is going to drop by. I think we're gonna do the song tonight. Which I hadn't learned it. I had sort of listened to it once. He showed me, you know, a recording of it, and I went, okay, writing out the chord charts, figuring out, and then Slash rocked up, and we did it at the soundcheck, and that was just... I had an out-of-body experience. You know, I was watching myself play in the room next to Slash. And it was pretty freaky.
And I'm sure the rest of the band, that was their first time also?
Yeah, it was. How were you feeling about it, Aiden? Were you freaking out as well?
Piece of cake. Walk in the park.
With the horses that you ride and the feelings left inside, comes a time you need to leave. Gather round for the last show. Well, the
that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was a good way to end the US tour with that show.
Last night, speaking of gigs, you guys were in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock. And you guys are all alive. Barely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I couldn't help but be alive.
If the cafe at the Hard Rock was to name a menu item after the band, what would that be?
I don't know. White Unicorn sounds like a kind of a drink I'd have, maybe.
Have you been to the carnival? I would like to see you. There's a whole lot of people there who would like to be you. With the white unicorn across her shoulder.
You could mix me up a California Queen.
Hopefully you can answer this question. I know you weren't around at the time, but it's when you kind of joined in. When Chris and Miles left, there was talk of a change to White Feather.
Mm.
And I was just wondering, would the record label have been cool with that?
I don't know. I don't think like a record label person. I don't have the brain capacity. But I think... Yeah, probably, because so many people have gotten attached to the name Wolfmother, and it just sort of rolls off the tongue, and, you know, it makes sense to, if you're going to change the name, of, you know, if you're going to change the members of the band, you know, it's a different band, it's kind of weird having the same name, but Andrew thought, you know, you go there, call yourselves White Feather, and play, people are going to see him, and go, it's Wolfmother, it's, mm-hmm. It's Wolfmother.
How many more gigs do you have on this tour?
This is... Second last show, isn't it? Yeah. It's third last show. Yeah. We're heading to Mexico after this to play in Mexico City, Guadalajara. Then we're going back home.
And then record the next album?
Well, I'm not sure about an album yet, but we've got a few new songs kicking around, which are really fun to play.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're PiratePods.com. Could you give us your best pirate impression?
Oh, I mean, arr!
Something like a German pirate. It's like a wolf and a pirate.
What you see him, you can be him.